Today, the title of this series is called Close Encounters, and today we're going to talk about an individual in the scripture who had not just a close encounter, but many close encounters, because that's really the center of this message is not that you would be brought to a place of having a close encounter, but that we would be brought to a place of realization that life as a Christian should be a constant rolling over of encounter after encounter with God Almighty. So James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, the Bible says, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Verse 8 says, "Come near to God and he will come near to you." Everybody say, draw near to God. This is really a theme that we begin to see from the time that Jesus started to really communicate to his disciples what was going to happen when he was gone. It became a theme in Jesus's ministry. It's a theme in the body of Christ, even though it's something that we have neglected. It's something that we have forgotten. It's something that we have gotten away from, this idea that we need to be constantly drawing near to Jesus. Everybody say, draw near to God. And James begins to reiterate this to the early church, to the people that he was writing to. He simply says, look, if you really want to have victory over Satan, how many of you want to have victory over Satan? How many of you want to have victory over sin? How many of you want to have victory over your flesh? How many of you want to walk in power and walk in the Spirit and walk in great, great blessing? Raise your hand if that's you. Then here is the way to do that. It is not found in going to church. It is not found in the things that we so often tell people, man, if you just do this, your life will change. Those are empty promises. Amen. Going to church is not going to change your life. That's right. Come on. But drawing near to God will change your life. And what we have to understand, millions and millions and millions of people go to church every single Sunday or Saturday or whatever day they consider sacred. And yet many of those people are never changed because they're not doing the only thing that brings transformation, and that's drawing near to God. And that's what James begins to say, submit yourself to God. In other words, in order for us to submit to God, we have to do it God's way. And God's way is draw near to me, draw near to me, come near to me, make the sacrifice, change your priorities, whatever is needed to draw near to God. And if we draw near to God, if we submit to God and draw near to God, the Bible says then as we will have the power to resist Satan once we draw near to God. You know, one of the things we were talking about in another service that I was preaching at is really as you start to draw near to God, as you start to really get serious about serving God and knowing God, what happens is as you focus your attention on Him, it's like other things that used to be the focus of your attention just aren't the focus of your attention anymore. Kind of like people who think a lot or struggle a lot with drinking or struggle a lot with pornography or struggle a lot with any certain type of sin, and they struggle with it and struggle with it and struggle with it, and they can never really figure out how to get free from it. Here's how you get free from it. You start fixing your mind on something else. The reason that people continually go to drink is because they continually think about drinking. When they have struggles in life, they think drinking is the answer. When they have whatever problem it is, whatever stress it is, their mind gravitates towards a particular topic. And the Bible says, since now you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above and set your mind on things above. And we've got to change what's filling our mind. We've got to change what's pulling at our heart. And as we do, guess what happens? We start to get mindful of other things. We start to desire other things. We start to resist the devil. We start to realize, wait a minute, God's got a better life for me. Wait a minute, God's got a different plan for me. Wait a minute, I don't have to give in to that any longer. I have the power to overcome this because I'm going to choose to follow Jesus. I'm going to choose to love my enemies. I'm going to choose to forgive those that hurt me. I'm not going to keep doing what I've always done. I'm going to do things a little bit differently. We resist the devil, and then what happens when we start resisting the devil? He flees. He flees. And then you wake up one day after you haven't drank or done drugs for 10 years and you say, wow, How did my life get to where it is? I'll tell you how. You put your mind on the right things. You let the right things pull at your heart. You don't even focus your energies on trying not